It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy with Christian Mader on the other line, organizer for Big Towns. It is great to have you. We've got a lot to talk about with Big Towns. Tell me, what is Big Towns and how this all came to be?
Sure. Big Towns, in a word, is a summit. And it's a summit about places like Lafayette. And by that, I mean mid-sized communities, right? So that's the idea behind the word Big Towns, places that are too big to be small towns and too small to be big cities. You know, I mean, you know, you could look at it as a town that fits a lot of people just right. And really the idea here came from a lot of the work that we do at The Current as reporters, you know, looking at the issues that our community faces and maybe how other communities are facing them too. And realizing there was a lot of dialogue out there about solutions that might work, but they're often featured in cities that don't quite look like Lafayette, right? They might be bigger. And so our thought was, well, there's an opportunity there, right? Like there are lots of cities about the size of Lafayette that go through a lot of the same stuff. And so why not gather them here and have them talk through ideas that will actually work in their own communities, right? Like so they can come here and see a great idea and say, hey, you know, there's no reason that couldn't work where I live. That city's about the same size. And that's fundamentally what it's about. It's like, how can we get communities talking to each other, especially communities that have a lot of commonality?
For the amount of people that are in the Lafayette area going through growing pains, like we do, like most cities do, there's a lot of great ideas out there that need to be shared. What are the dates for the summit and where is this going to happen?
Yeah, it's April 23rd and 24th. It's all happening at Acadiana Center of the Arts downtown.
Some of the topics that we can look forward to hearing about from some of the guest speakers, what are some of the topics?
Well, we've got a really interesting portrait panel, if this makes any sense to you, but we're bringing in a delegation of people from the city of Lexington, Kentucky, including the vice mayor there, some other folks, to talk about how their community has really kind of gotten above, you know, the typical sort of territorial nature of different agencies to make a lot of progress in their community. So that's kind of one way that we're just kind of showing people how other communities work. We've got a really interesting panel on just sort of housing, right? And like how zoning codes impact that. We've also got panels on health and healthcare, right? Early childhood brain development, food insecurity. We're doing work in economic development, how communities, you know, work through transitional periods, right? Whenever they're having to learn to diversify, right, when a major industry changes or shifts. I mean, there's a little bit of something for everybody because the idea in our minds here is that every community kind of lives off of a real multitude of different factors. And so putting them all in one location, right, so you don't just have kind of like, you know, people going to a health conference and another people going to economic development conference. You put them in the same place. There's a lot of really interesting creativity that can happen there.
When you put a bunch of creative people together, the ideas are just going to naturally flow. That just has how it goes. Who are some of the speakers that will be coming in?
Yeah, so we're kicking everything off with Mayor Paul Tenhauken of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and he's going to sit down with a familiar Lafayette face, David Begnaud, the CBS correspondent. Of course, got his start right here in Lafayette.
Yes.
So David will interview him about his approach to Sioux Falls, which is a mid-sized city right there in South Dakota. We're bringing in Chuck Marone, who's a well-known thinker and speaker on city development issues. He's got a new book coming out about housing. We're also bringing in folks, Monty Anderson with Neighborhood Evolution. It's a group based in Dallas that does incremental development. And just a really long list, frankly. I mean, we've got about 25 people coming in, and we have speakers representing both coasts, north, south, east, west, I mean, all across the U.S. coming in to talk about, you know, how communities can work together to thrive.
Amount of speakers that you have over a course of 2 days, that is incredible. And that's no simple task to bring everyone together all in one place. Tell me about some of the sponsors that you have participating.
Yeah, I mean, look, this idea caught on really fast, and that's in part because we very much were lucky to get some really early buy-in from some important groups, right? Like, so the Lafayette Economic Development Authority was on board very early, Lafayette Travel, One Acadiana, the Lafayette Public Trust Financing Authority, Downtown Development Authority, and the list goes on. And of course, our main partners are United Way of Acadiana. And we really see this as a community effort, right? Like, we want to see Big Towns become an annual event, something that puts Lafayette on the map and makes us all really proud of what we do, and also just an exchange for communities like us, right? You know, where they know that they can go to Lafayette once a year and spend time thinking about how to make where they live better places, and know that the ideas that they're going to encounter are ideas that might actually work where they live.
We're always looking to grow and advance in Lafayette and all our areas. So this is just definitely one of the best resources. If someone wanted to know, what should they bring with them for the summit? Is there anything that we need to make sure that we have with us?
Just an open mind. So, you know, it's the kind of thing that, you know, you're going to come in, and we've worked really hard to make sure that this is not going to feel like school. No knock on school, but, you know, we're all spending most of our time in work days. But we do genuinely want, you know, attendees to feel invigorated. And so we've operated with a lot of space in there, time for people to meet each other, right, to network and have those organic conversations that often, look, if you know, you're like me and you go to these professional development conferences periodically, right, like that's when the really fun stuff happens. It's not even just like when you're watching the panel, but like after the panel and you get to talk to somebody. And so if there's one thing anybody can bring, I would say it's an open mind and an eagerness to have a conversation, because, I mean, that's ultimately what's going to make this thing a success.
We definitely need to get tickets. Those are going to go quick. Acadiana Center for the Arts is a awesome venue to have something like this. So how do we get our tickets and what do we need to do?
Yeah, best thing to do is you can go. We've set up a website just for Big Towns. It's www.bigtowns.org, and you can buy tickets right there. And you can also read descriptions of all the panels. We actually just published the schedule today, so you can get like a list and get a flavor for how everything happens from the moment we begin on Tuesday evening to the moment that we end with a great party at Festival International on Wednesday night.
How perfect is that? It's like you planned it.
Yeah, I mean, look, we really felt like we had to take advantage of the timing here, right? Like, you know, we wanted to stay out of festival's way because, I mean, it gets mad, right, downtown during Festival International. But we knew that when you're trying to get people to come to Lafayette from other places and you show them a good time, what better time can you show them than Festival International? And so we timed it so that the evening reception, the kind of thing that ends, that, you know, the last flavor in everybody's mouths as they leave Lafayette will be the opening night of Festival International, which I'm really excited about.
Christian Mader, thank you so much. It's Big Towns. It's going to be April 23rd and 24th. Make sure you get those tickets. You will be enlightened. Christian, thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Sean. Thanks for having me.